Carlos Manuel Rodriguez is probably not a household name, but I think that the First Blessed of Puerto Rico deserves to be more widely known. Often people tell me, Father, I love it when you tell the stories of the saints, and they give us so much to think about, and it's particularly interesting when we come across a new saint, someone that, we don't necessarily know, and there's something about their life which really kind of resonates with us and where we are at a particular point in our lives. Charlie, as he was called, was born in 1918, and from his earliest days showed a great love for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. As a teenager, he was walking with his 2-year-old cousin down the street when a rabid dog came and attacked the child. Charlie, of course, went to protect the poor girl and ended up wounded so badly that for the rest of his life, he battled all kinds of gastrointestinal diseases, which we won't share all the details this morning, especially before we go to lunch. But he was so sick that he only barely finished high school, and even though he was quite bright, he could never finish college. He knew that he could never be a priest with such chronically ill health, and so he spent his life as a layman, centering everything that he did around his parish church in Caguas. Charlie grew up in a time in which numerous Puerto Ricans were Catholics who went to Mass, but they didn't always understand what was happening or why they were at Mass, the beauty of all of the rites and ceremonies that were happening before them. A lot of times their catechesis was poor, and often they went out of obligation or custom rather than true evangelical fervor. As a young man, Charlie read the words of Pope St. Pius X, quote, "The primary and indispensable source of the true Christian spirit is the active participation of the faithful in the official and public prayer of the church." What St. Pius X was saying is that in order for us to have that true Christian spirit to give to the world, then what we do right here at Mass, every single possible little detail is important. So Charlie gave himself over entirely as a young man to the study of the sacred liturgy. Now, in the first half of the 20th century, and I talked about this a little bit when we did our Mass in Slow Motion series a couple of years ago, there were many theologians and pastors who promoted what they called the liturgical movement, which encouraged Catholics to learn as much as they could about the sacred liturgy and participate in it interiorly. That's always the most important thing and the first thing, right? And also exteriorly, as much as possible. Okay? You know how I'm always telling you, remember, don't pray at Holy Mass, but pray Holy Mass. Or, Mass is not a spectator sport. This is something that we all do together. You've heard me say this a million times, and I'll keep on saying it. Charlie read voraciously and even translated a number of serious theological works into Spanish. He started study circles where he gathered all kinds of young men and women and taught them to follow the prayers of the Mass and the other sacraments, to pray the liturgy of the hours. Think about how at Mass, that opening prayer that's there, or that post-communion prayer that changes every week, they're so short, it's kind of easy for us to miss it. As soon as something shiny goes across the church, then we get distracted and we have no clue what the priest just prayed, right? But those collects are things that we can go back to in our prayers for the rest of the week. They come from the earliest centuries of the church. And Charlie realized that these are beautiful prayers that should become a part of our spiritual life. Remember, this was a man who was sick most of the time. He never finished school, but who lived the liturgy so intensely and so eloquently imparted it to other people that he influenced an entire generation of Puerto Ricans who claimed him as a living saint. Now, it's hard for younger people to imagine what it was like, but in many places, the people who came to Mass just ignored what was going on at the altar. Okay? And if they prayed at all, then a lot of times they would pray these really sentimental and sappy devotions that were popular at the time. Many of them never learned the Latin in which the Mass was celebrated exclusively at the time, and so they became spectators at the Mass. Charlie, as a layman, taught the people to be able to enter into the Mass. He taught them Latin and Gregorian chant, the ancient prayers of the Mass. St. Pius X had always said, don't pray at Holy Mass, pray the Holy Mass. And so Charlie made the ancient prayers of the Church the bedrock of a spirituality that renewed the faith of his fellow parishioners. Now, one of the things that he loved the most was the Easter Vigil. Now, I just want to see a show of hands. How many of you have ever actually been to the Easter Vigil? Just want to see. Okay. So those of you who didn't raise your hands, we're going to see you next year. So drink your coffee before you go, and you can go to the bathroom if you need to, because it is pretty long. But it really is an incredible thing for those of you who've been to the Easter Vigil. I know there's some of you who have received into the Church and baptized at the Easter Vigil. It's wonderful to see. But at the Easter Vigil, that's Easter, when we celebrate the victory of the resurrection, we know that we are united with Christ. It's not just kind of like, okay, well, I'm here and I kind of believe that Jesus was kind of an interesting moral teacher. I should probably be a little bit like him. We become conformed to the image and likeness of Christ. We receive his divine life and the possibility to live forever. Charlie was always fond of saying of the Easter Vigil, vivimos para esta noche. We live for this night. Through the sacrament of baptism, we become, as we just heard in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, a new creation. Whoever in Christ is a new creation, the old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. You know, so often I have people who come to me and they say, Father, you know, I am so stuck in sin and suffering and anxiety. There is no way out of this. I can't stop this. I can't find a way out of it. I'm just doomed. Remember your baptism. Remember that you were snatched from the fires of hell on the day in which those saving waters of baptism were poured on your head. That is the source of our hope, because it is by that sacrament of baptism that we become one with Jesus Christ. And because we are one with Jesus Christ, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. All we have to do is go back to that love which was given to us in baptism. Our life in Christ, eternal friendship with God, comes through our living of the same paschal mystery that Jesus lived. Through grace, we are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Charlie went through his own paschal experience. When we say that we are conformed to our Lord, that's in every way. He was only 44 when his health deteriorated to the point of no return. His little brother, whom he taught to love the liturgy from childhood, was ordained a priest, but he couldn't go to the ordination. He was too sick. His brother's abbot gave him permission to say his first Mass close to home, where his brother had to hang out in the sacristy in order to participate. And his brother spent his first few months with him. Think about what that must have been like for a newly ordained priest to spend his first months at the bedside of a living saint. Those months for Charlie were agony. Charlie felt the loss of God, abandoned by his Lord. He writhed in pain. He lived Good Friday. And only near the end, he was able to hear one single word, Dios, God, and receive consolation. That was the only word that brought him peace in all of that sickness and all of that suffering. As the end drew near, or for those of us who are Christians, the beginning, his brother sang to him the Exultet, the solemn proclamation of Easter from the Vigil Liturgy. Rejoice, choirs of angels. Let angel ministers of God rejoice. Let the trumpet of salvation sound along the trumpet of our mighty King. Let all the corners of the earth be glad, knowing an end to gloom and darkness. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. I tell you, if you get down and depressed about things in life, you come into church, you open that missal, and you read the Exultet to be reminded that He has broken the chains of death and given you the chance not just to an earthly life, but to an abundant life, an eternal life. As His newly ordained brothers sang these words of the praying church, Charlie died and went to rest in his Lord and God. I think that Blessed Carlos Manuel Rodriguez is a powerful patron for us today. He was an ordinary layman who was sick and suffering and challenged in so many ways. But he knew that what he did right here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was the most important thing that ever happens in the universe. He was not a spectator at Mass. He wasn't a bench warmer. He gave everything in his life over to what was happening at this sacrifice. And he united the sacrifice of his life with the sacrifice of Calvary that we celebrate here. And in doing so, through his life, he was conformed to the image of Christ. That's why so many people, when they saw him throughout his life, they saw Jesus. It wasn't because of what came out of his mouth, which was very scholarly and very eloquent because he was a studied and a learned man. But it was because he lived what he preached. He was conformed to the image of Christ in his suffering, in his passion, in his death. But most of all, and most importantly of all, in his resurrection. He wasn't a priest or a theologian, but his whole life was a new creation in Christ because of his baptism. The Second Vatican Council that met from 1962 to 1965 for the renewal of the church reminded us that there is a universal call of all of the baptized to holiness. Now, this wasn't a new thing in the church. This is something that's always been there, but that truth had been kind of lost in so many places. All of us are called to be saints, to be holy as our Father in heaven is holy. Charlie knew that, and he lived the life of grace to the full. So let us always be mindful that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. What is old and decaying and useless from the former man of sin has passed away. What we have now and what we have to look forward to is light and happiness and life in God.